PFT Media.
Scarlett, have you done something different with your face?
Shut up. Don't be stupid. Well, actually, I have been working on my skin.
That seems really expensive.
Actually, it's really reasonable considering I get help from my personal beauty consultant.
Wait, you've got it like that? That you have your own personal beauty consultant?
Leanne, you don't get it. It's one of our biggest fans, Melinda.
She's not just our biggest fan, she's my big sister. Although, she does specialize in makeovers, skincare solutions, looks for your lifestyle, facials, image consulting, and the biggest one that'll help you the most, fighting aging skin.
Shut up.
How'd you manage to get Big Sister as your personal beauty consultant anyways?
Actually, it's really easy. I just went to marykay.com/mnovello and clicked on her link, got her phone number, and messaged her. So it was really easy, and Melinda can help anyone out. Just go to marykay.com/mnovello. That's MNOVELLO today.
If I wasn't so beautiful, I would go to marykay.com/mnovello to get my skincare solutions. That's marykay.com/MNOVELLO.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
My life may not be easy, and I sure know how to make it hard. That's what she said.
I may not be real. I also might not be a housewife, but I am a real train wreck.
Keeping it real with the Real Housewives of Reality, Scarlett and Allison.
You look so beautiful.
Stop it, you do.
You stop it, you do.
All right, so don't forget, okay, guys, today we've got Martin.
Woo!
He's going to be joining us soon.
So
I've
out.
Got confirmation. Allison, do not fangirl crazy with it.
And
you know
for
what?
The love of Christ, don't ever tell that wrestling singlet bullshit story you always tell.
No, I
it's embarrassing.
I'm not going to brag because this is about Martin today.
Don't embarrass us.
And I will not fangirl. I promise you, I will not.
And you're not going to talk about wrestling, the singlet that you wore.
I'm not going to bring up that I was the first female wrestler on SYA.
I'm going to take your word for it.
I will get the pictures, okay, but I won't bring it up.
I don't believe it.
I
but,
promise. You guys always.
So,
guys, don't enjoy, respect me. Just because I like housewives doesn't mean I can't be an athlete.
Okay.
So, you guys enjoy the interview. It was. It's going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic.
We got Martin.
When did y'all start trying to get this?
We're French. We can say it whatever we want. Allison in Montreal. We. That's what I got to do. I got to pee. Be right
okay.
back.
All right. Go. It'll be soon.
It's just so baby face. In the wrestling part, like, they make you do like that.
They don't make
like,
you.
Like, it's like, it's, no, it's, you're like wrestling thing. You're like that pose, like that thing.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
I like legitimate wrestled, like Kurt Angle, but not WWE.
That's a really bad
era,
example.
But like Olympic era.
So,
I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did
I'm
too.
Not lying. I think I'm lying.
I didn't say you were lying. I just thought this was really weird timing, Allison. We've had all day. You could have said it for that.
Yeah.
I like that. I just wanted to slip that in.
That's what she said.
Anyways, hey, Martin, I'm Leon.
I got it.
No, you're good, my friend. I'm Leon. There I'm the go. Producer of the show here. And then you have Scarlett.
Hello.
And then Allison.
Hey.
Hi.
So Allison, how are you guys?
Great.
Good. How are you?
Good. So great.
I'm trying to figure out how to turn this thing.
There it is.
So there go. You go.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Right there. It's hot as hell in New York today.
It's hot as hell in Virginia too.
How hot is it there?
98 or something.
Oh man.
I mean,
but on the East Coast.
Allison's in LA though.
I don't know what's going on.
It's too much.
I think it's you know that girl that was yelling at everybody, like, how dare you? And I'm like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
But that kid might be right. I've been, you know, that kid, like, I don't want to hear it. Yeah. I don't want to get when kids yell at adults. Like, I had enough of adults yelling at me as a kid.
Right.
Now is my time to yell at kids. And if these kids now are going to start yelling at me, I got to put my foot down. But that one kid, she gets in a boat and she comes all the way over, is yelling. I'm like, man, that kid might have been onto something.
I think so.
Because, yeah, it's hot as a witch's tit.
Hot
and
as
it's
shit.
Hot. That's because when I was
blazing.
A kid, yeah, I grew up and they were like, yeah, the world's going to end. And every time in 10 years, I've been hearing this story for a very long time. the world's going to end in 10 years and whatever. It's like the boy that cried wolf. So I'm like, okay, whatever. But man, this kid might have been on right on this one. I'm like, damn, because this is heat like I haven't felt, you know?
Yeah, it's
tough. It's going to get hotter.
Yeah. It's really tough.
And now while I'm talking to you, I hate to be, I'm also at the corner of my eye getting messages from the LA gym because these guys are supposed to film there. I hope this doesn't interrupt the show.
That's fine. Allison's in LA.
That's a perfect segue because we're going to start.
I'm going to show you. So this is because I
live in LA,
the gym
Martin.
In LA.
LA? No, I'm in LA right now.
Get over to the gym.
I'm five minutes from Melrose. I'm like, I'm serious. I Googled it because I was on your website. I'm all about, and I was like,
get over there right now.
You're back open right now in Melrose. Up on Melrose.
And I got a production company coming to film some, but they got to pay me first.
Yeah, money up front.
Tell them I want some glam before I go in. I'm going to wear hoop earrings like Tinsley did.
Yeah. Where is Tinsley now?
I don't know. How long do we have you for, Martin? What's our time frame looking like?
I think you tell me, because as long as I'm going to have to, I'll be looking like this.
Yeah.
See why I'm doing that?
Yeah.
I'm going to act like I'm listening. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put the phone here.
Can you do 30 minutes? Is that good? Or do you have a lot going on?
No, that's good. Because it's a lot of people, because it's so hot, a lot of people have been canceling. So
yeah,
I'm just going to do this. Make it look like I'm looking at you.
That's
and
fine.
With my glass eye, I'm looking over. The crew has arrived. I asked if they settled up, and they said that I need to ask the production company. Have you heard from them yet?
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to take this phone, and I'm going to answer Jeff, because I got a couple of phones.
Wait, do you need me to drive over there right now, Martin?
And, handle business?
Get some people
why don't you
straight?
Go over there, kick some. You got to go over there, slap them around.
She will.
I just worked out this morning. I'm still in my gym clothes.
Go over and box.
She'll just slap the shit out of him.
Can you box with acrylic nails? I do that. Is that okay?
With a what?
With like nails, fake nails.
Can you box with fake nails? Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to get them replaced, but.
Okay.
These guys.
Martin, she's not going to be able to fight anybody for you. She's too kind and sweet.
No, she
can
get a business.
You fight. You just go over there, poke them in the eyes like this.
Just yell at
them. They do this. If they do this, you do this.
That's right.
Yeah. You do this first. Do this first. If they do this, you do this.
Well, I was reading on your website, something I loved was boxing is not about strength. It's more about the method. I should know the exact quote and I should have written it down, but I loved it.
It sounds familiar. But as I'm listening to your talk, I'm also reading Jeff's text message and looking at the emails and I'm listening to you. I'm doing
impressive.
All three things. Like
it's
this,
impressive.
I'm trying to make it look effortless.
You're doing a great job.
I hope I don't fuck up your show.
We fuck it up all the time. It's fine.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Hey, if you're not fucking up, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, you're not trying hard enough if you're not fucking up.
I'm like the king of fucking shit up. Plus, I got my... And I also, I'm making a little... It's like the water. You take the water and you put the blue powder in it. It's good. It's electrolytes. Very hot today. You guys got to drink that electrolyte water. What's the temperature like? Well, hold on. How come I only see one person, though?
You're not on gallery view. You got to click gallery view.
In the top right, I think, right? Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
all right. Now, how you guys doing? So Leon, I met. And Scarlett,
that
for better be fake. And Allison, she is
on one.
I'm on one. Martin, I'm always on one. I'm on one. She's on one.
I like that.
Oh, good.
Especially today.
Yeah. Now, you may have to go down to the gym and slap some people around down there.
She'll do it. She really
will. I'll tell you what. I really can't.
Well, you're the one. We're going to have to change it to how she is the one.
Look, I'll break a nail for it. I'll break that.
Dad.
I'll break a nail off in your ass. How about that? Pay up. I'll say pay up. Settle up. Settle up. We got.
We don't have to go that far.
They might like it though. Martin, it's a new world. In LA, some people might be a good thing.
I'll tell you what. You see, a guy got shot and killed right around the corner from us.
Oh, God.
In a sneaker store.
At the sneaker store. It was so sad. I was following that footage. I can't believe it was a raffle.
God.
Well, yeah.
He was trying to break up a fight of two people fighting over a raffle. Yeah. It was just, I can't believe you know that story because it was around the block. It's like local news on my phone. Like, I cried the other night reading it. I truly did. I cried because I was like, what? Going to work. Just the sweetest guy just breaking up a fight. Okay. Well, but not to bring us in on a sad note, but so on a happy note that we do. Martin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
We're huge fans here. Allison's going to lead off the first half, then I'll lead off the second half. We'll go from there.
Yeah, we'll take some background questions on you, and then we have some fan mail.
We have some fan questions. Yep.
I can't believe that shit.
Look,
I get lots of emails,
because they've talked about you on the show a couple times, and the compliments and the great things people actually say about you is pretty awesome.
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm shocked because most of the time people are insulting me and yelling at me, but I get used to that.
Because they're haters. So, that means you're doing something right.
Yeah. That means you're doing it right.
Well, no, just that's mostly my family.
We all have families like that, Martin. Come on.
Well, speaking of family, though, that's a perfect place to start. Yeah. What an incredible story you have with your great-grandfather, Lorenzo Snow.
That's not true. I made up that entire story.
What? Are you kidding me?
I come from the most boring family on the planet. I made the whole story up. Not one word is true.
Martin, you're fucking with me.
I kid you not.
And then they had 21 children together.
It's not mathematically possible. If you did like the math and everything, not one word of that is true. I made the entire story up. I put some jokes in there. He was the son of a potato farmer and had hypoglycemia. He left for Limerick and he went to Nantucket.
It's just like our bios.
Opened up a gym and then he was working at a bar to pay for his family. Hit him with the left and then you go with the right or something.
What a guy said to him, I can lick any son of a bitch in a place. And, you know, he had a very devout Christian upbringing and he took it the wrong way. And that's how that.
And then someone tipped her off before the stock market dropped in the Great Depression.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. I studied this, Martin. This is a lie.
But if you studied the guy that jumped and landed on my grandmother, it was the guy that stiffed me for $2,000. The guy stiffed me. Anytime I get pissed off at somebody, I put them in a story. Like, they jumped on my grandmother's head.
All right. So that was a great interview.
Oh, my God.
So Scarlett, where can they find us?
You can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms. You can find us on Patreon, guys. If you want to hear the second half of the interview, of the most amazing interview ever with Martin, you're going to have to pay to hear it, babies. Yeah. Come on and sign up for it.
You only got half, so get to the rest of it.
And that's what she said.
There is some great, great tidbits in that second half.
Oh, my God.
I do believe, if Craig McMurray wrong, but did Scarlett actually tear up to Martin's advice?
I did, but we'll get to that. You can also find us on rhorpodcast.com. You can find us on all the social medias. You can leave us a voicemail at 414-234-210045. You can email us show@scarlett@allison@leon@rhorpodcast.com. PFTmedia.com. And also make sure when you're on our website, you can get merch. You can join our Patreon. Gotta join the Patreon. And you can hear Allison's other show, Witty Bitch.
All right. So I'm glad you guys enjoyed the first half. Go to the Patreon, sign up, get the second half.
That's right.
And you guys know it was good if I'm speechless, because I am.
I am drenched in sweat.
I have adrenaline running through my body.
We love you, Iowa.
We love you, Iowa. We love you, Martin.
We love you.
Listen to the episode. It was probably the greatest interview that went completely off plan that we had. So,
in the best way ever, yes. though. I've never.
I kind of saw it coming. I'm not going to lie.
All right. I didn't know. I didn't know.
Okay. Join the Patreon, guys.
Okay. Bye.